pairs one Emporia High and one area athlete each week. Athletes of the Week are announced at around 8:20 during Saturday morning sports talk throughout the school year. The Emporia High and Area Athletes of the Week, presented by Emporia Main Street and KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local.
Good morning. It is 8:27, sunshine 53 degrees, and it is time once again for the ESU Buzz, brought to you this morning by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Stingers up, ESU. Also brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424226.
Needing to consolidate debt or make improvements to your home? Look no further than Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Use the value of your home to get a HELOC loan. Closing costs are only $25. So check with Lyon County's leading real estate lender first at esfcu.com or text or call them today to get started. 620-342-2336. Equal Housing Lender. NMLS ID 424226. Federally insured by NCUA. What are your hopes? Your dreams? What do you want your future to look like? Well, it's your future, and it deserves a place dedicated to helping you make the most of it. Emporia State University is a remarkable university with affordable tuition. And with scholarships available, accomplishing your hopes and dreams is more obtainable than ever. Become your best at Emporia State University. Apply today at emporia.edu.
KVU News Time 8:28, Newsmaker 2 is coming. This is time for the ESU Buzz Hour.
Yeah, ESU Buzz Time, and our buzz, as you just heard, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union and Emporia State University. And we are going to be focusing on Earth Day coming up next week, and more specifically, Earth Day at PayRock. And we're very pleased to be joined this morning by Alex Hayes, Outreach and Engagement Coordinator at the Emporia State Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center, a very busy place. Alex, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us.
Of course. I'm happy to be here and share what we have going on.
Well, and you always have something going on, it seems like, at PayRock. You have a very busy place out there, don't you?
Yes, definitely. This is our busy season. We've got lots of events and programs and field trips, and we've always got something going on.
Yeah, not only during the week, but weekends, too. You have all kinds of activities and stuff for kids and, obviously, Emporia State students. So, you know, booking PayRock is almost that's kind of a full-time job out there, isn't it?
It is, yep, definitely.
Well, let's talk about, you know, some of the things that are coming together here for Earth Day, and specifically what's taking place here a week from Saturday.
Right. So, yeah, April 19th, we're having our annual Earth Day celebration from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. here at PayRock. We've got a whole list of activities and a whole list of organizations from the community that are going to come help us to put on this amazing event. So I'll just jump right into it and talk about all the activities we have going on. Emporia Spanish Speakers is going to come again and lead a guided hike through our campus prairie, which is now paved, which is really awesome. We'll also have the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, KDWP, coming out, and they're going to be leading fishing. So if you guys like to fish, we are providing poles and bait, so that'll be a really fun activity. The Emporia Public Library is bringing a bilingual story walk that will also be along our paved trail, as well as an activity booth. The Emporia Arts Council will be here, as well as the ESU Art Outreach team, so we'll have plenty of nature crafts inside and outside. And then we have a couple of ESU student organizations who are going to come help as well. So Wildlife and Fisheries Club, they're going to have a bake sale, as well as an educational table where you can create your own animal out of nature materials. And then we have the ESU Green Club. They are going to be leading trash pickup activities, so you can go pick up trash around the lake and show that environmental stewardship. The graduate organization will also have a plant sale there. And then we have a couple of professors coming, sharing their expertise on the ocean, as well as just some really cool educational activities. And then we have stream ecology students. So students at ESU who are taking stream ecology, they're going to be leading an activity where you get to go collect pond water and then look at it under a microscope. And they'll be showing participants how they collect that water and how you collect little microorganisms, which is really good for them because they get to practice talking to the community, but they also, we get to enjoy that as well. And then we just have some fun stuff like face painting. We'll have coffee and hot chocolate out for everyone. And then if you visit each booth or activity, you are entered to win some really cool prizes. So lots of things.
All sandwiched in 2 hours between 10 a.m. and noon, Saturday, April the 19th, out at Payrock, the Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center. We're talking with Alex Hayes, who is the Outreach and Engagement Coordinator for Payrock. And it sounds like you know, you've quite put in quite the effort here, Alex, to work with all these different entities to put this all together.
Yeah, it's been a really fun event to plan. We've done it. I think this is our fourth or fifth year doing the Earth Day celebration. This year, I have a student worker. Her name's Laura Budke, and she has been helping so much with organizing all of our Science Saturdays. So I have to do a shout-out for her because she's helped so much.
Alex, from your perspective, how does an event like this help the students that are involved in organizing it, whether they're maybe helping you as a volunteer strictly through Payrock or through these different groups that are front and center?
That's a great question. You know, speaking of, like, from Laura, she has emailed all of these organizations. So as a student, she's getting experience talking to other people and networking. And organizing a whole big event like this, where we have, last year I think we had around 150 people come out. So she's getting a lot of experience learning how to coordinate events, which is what she wants to do in the future, is do outreach like this, which is really cool. And also just students who are going to go into teaching, they also get to plan lessons for this event and then teach them to the community. So they get real life hands-on experience planning and then implementing their lessons, which is a really cool thing. It's just a win-win for everyone. They get experience, and then the, you know, our community gets to come to this great event. So,
and a great event it is, and there's just a ton of stuff going on. Saturday, April 19th, 10 to noon out at Payrock. This is a free event, with the exception of I think, the plant sale and bake sale. Let's talk about the plant sale. What kind of plants will be for sale out there, Alex?
You know, that is a great question, and I wish I knew more about it.
Okay.
But the graduate organization is the one who's doing that. But I think they have all different kinds of plants, not just native plants, but all different kinds of things. So they get to grow those in the greenhouse at ESU, and then they're bringing them here. So,
gotcha.
Can you tell us about the baked goods? We have to know.
Oh, the baked goods. Okay, yeah, so that's the Wildlife and Fisheries Club. I think there's going to be like a brownie cookie mix situation happening.
Okay.
And then some other things. But yeah, you should definitely come get some baked goods.
All Agreed. Right. Yeah, people would like more information on all the Earth Day activities, the big celebration at Payrock. Where can we find this information, Alex?
Well, if you go to our Facebook, I try to keep that super updated. So that's just ESU Payrock is our Facebook. And then also our website, esupayrock.com, also has a lot of information on it as well.
Everyone is invited. Boy, all kinds of activities for kids and parents and grandparents alike. And for those who may not know where Payrock is and how to get to Payrock, Alex, what can you tell us to guide us there?
Yeah, that's a great question. So our address is 601 East 18th Avenue, and we're kind of a little bit east, northeast of the university. So if you just go under this little tunnel underpass under I-35, then we're right there. But if you, there's also a way to go around on Burlingame Road, and you come in from the east. So there's plenty of ways to get here, and plenty of parking along the road and along the lake.
Alex, one more question for you, because the last several years we've had basically what's been taking place at PayRock in conjunction with what's been taking place at the David Traylor Zoo, and it's not overlapping, but it's in conjunction, essentially back-to-back. Is that the format here this year as well?
Yep, exactly. So we work together kind of just to see, just so our events are coinciding. So yeah, ours is first from 10 to 12, and then the party for the planet at the zoo is after it. And I'm not sure exactly on the times, but I think it starts at 1. And then so you can go over there and continue the Earth Day celebration. So
you can, you can happy Earth Day it all day long coming up on Saturday, April the 19th. So how have things been fishing-wise in the lake? Has it been pretty active out there?
Yeah, you know, as the weather warms up, we're seeing a lot of people setting up poles out there. It's been really cool to see everyone come out and enjoying, you know, the sunshine and walking on our trails. And it's been really cool to see how many people have been coming out. So, yeah.
Outstanding. Well, again, the Earth Day celebration, Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center, King Lake is basically where you want to keep that in mind. 10 to noon, a week from Saturday. Did we miss anything, Alex?
I don't think so. We're excited to see everyone.
Yeah, it's going to be a big day. So
you'll see a lot of folks, too.
Saturday, April 19th. I bet you will see a lot of folks out at the Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center. Alex, thanks for your time this morning. Good job.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'd like to have you back again. That's Alex Hayes, Outreach and Engagement Coordinator at Emporia State's Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center on the ESU Buzz this morning, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424226, and by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Stingers up, ESU. It's 8:38. Good morning.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The New York Stock Exchange just now opening after Asian markets.